In that gospel proclamation, we heard Jesus being questioned by his opponents on the vexed question of divorce. In the early centuries of our era, this matter was seldom raised, simply because divorce was never encountered among Christians. Indeed, it was unusual even in the general population. Today, however, it has become a very real problem, even in Christian circles. Infidelity is no longer rare, even among church leaders. And we hear frequently about some new pastoral affair and its traumatic effects on church and congregation. Such bad examples among the leadership are bound to have an effect on ordinary members, and the resulting decline in the stability of the Christian home is surely one of the more alarming signs of our times. In the Jewish community, there were two different sets of rules about divorce. Advocates of the Shammai school saw adultery as the only ground for divorce. At the other extreme, those Jews who followed Hillel were allowed divorce for the most trivial reasons. A woman could become divorced for burning the meal that she was cooking, or merely because her husband found some other woman more attractive. In the past, attempts to deal with this question on a biblical basis have tended to be somewhat academic, probably because the very idea of divorce was so alien. Throughout its first 400 years, the early Christian church took a hard line. Emperors who converted to Christianity, notably Constantine and Theodosius, severely restricted grounds for granting divorce, a stricture that remained in force until it was relaxed by Justinian in the 6th century. The Christian Church's continuing influence on family life ensured that divorce was uncommon. As the 20th century dawned, civil courts became the arbiters of marriage issues, yet even they incorporated many Christian attitudes into their policies by limiting divorce to specific reasons, such as adultery and desertion. These restrictions held until the liberalizing times of the 1960s and 70s. Then many societies adopted the no-fault standard, allowing for the dissolution of marriages by one partner without there being any legal burden of proof to establish a specific reason. Nowadays, the tragedy of divorce has spread so widely that almost everyone has encountered it, not only among their close friends and relatives, but also within their church. If and when we meet it, it is vitally important that we seek to deal with divorce, both biblically and sympathetically. God's standard, the divine standard, for marriage is lifelong commitment to one spouse and no one else. Even though divorce was permitted in some cases in Old Testament times, Jesus made it plain that this was not God's ideal. When he was asked this very question, Jesus said, as we have just heard, "Because of your hardness of hearts, Moses wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall